Oh, Lee. Oh, thank heavens you're here. I just had a phone call from Mr. Harris.
What did the old buzzard want? I thought things were getting too quiet around here.
Well, an American seaman is being held for murder in Walvis Bay, wherever that might be.
Southwest Africa. Used to be German Damaraland. They lost it after World War I. Mandated territory ever since. South Africa runs the place.
Oh.
When's the plane?
Just under an hour.
Southwest Africa, here we come. Get hold of Johnny. Tell him to get here right away.
Goodyear presents The Sounds of Darkness. Good evening. The Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of passenger, truck, and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce, and industry, bring you Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the sounds of darkness. In tonight's Sounds of Darkness, you will hear Tony Jay as Lee Masters, James White as Johnny Bridges, and Elaine Lee as Samantha Darlington. Others in the cast are Annabelle Lidder, Louis Ife, Adrian Steed, and Hugh Rouse. Now let's join the world of Lee Masters in tonight's Sounds of Darkness, Skeleton Coast.
We shall be landing at Ventura Airport in approximately 5 minutes. Passengers to Johannesburg and Cape Town, please remain seated. Please fasten your safety belts and extinguish your cigarettes. Thank you.
Just read that report to me again. The salient points, Johnny.
Okay. Guy's name is Clancy, Chuck Clancy, age 24. He's got a record. Served time for robbery with violence. Charged once for armed robbery. Didn't stick. Shipped aboard this tanker from New York. Been with the company 6 months. Plenty of time in the brig while aboard. Seems he just can't stay out of trouble.
And now, murder.
What is it that Harris wants you to do? Prove the guy is innocent? Just reading this report, my guess is that he did it.
No, that's not it at all. They have a feeling that there's something big behind the business. We have to. Well, let's say we're going to be on the spot to see that the interests of the United States are looked after. If the guy is guilty, then he stands trial. We're going to assist the local guys, if they'll let us. Otherwise, we play it off the cuff.
Gee, this is quite an airport, isn't it? I expected bamboo and lines on the runway.
You're not alone in that, Johnny. Most people have funny ideas about this part of the world. Now, we're going to be met here by a charter pilot. The regular air routes don't go to Walvis Bay. Keep an eye open for him, will you?
Sure, sure.
Now, where did the killing take place?
A place called Swakopmund, about 20 miles from Walvis Bay. They picked up Clancy in the dock from office. That's where the tanker that he's aboard is berthed.
Yeah, I get the picture. It was a fight in the bar, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's where the trouble started. The killing took place later.
Excuse me. You are Mr. Masters, perhaps?
This is Mr. Masters. I am Bridges. How do you do?
How do you do? The name is Schultz, Hans Schultz.
You will be our charter pilot, I take it.
That is right. My plane is over there. We can take off right away if you're ready.
Sure. Look after the baggage, will you, Johnny?
Oh, let me take on the sauce, Mr. Bridges.
Oh, thanks.
It's just over there, Mr. Masters.
You'd better lead the way. Johnny will see I get there.
Mr. Masters is blind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be, son. Don't be. Just appreciate yours while you've got it.
Yeah. Well, I'll lead the way then, if you'll follow me.
Look, Captain, all I want to do is to have as many of the facts at my fingertips as I can before we go and see Clancy. Now, tell me as much about him as you can, will you?
Well, he's been aboard my ship since we left the States. It's about 6 months. And believe me, Mr. Masters, that's 6 months too long. As soon as we get back stateside, he's finished.
Oh?
At least that's what I intended to do before this business came up. Get rid of him as soon as we get back home.
Uh-huh.
Apart from the fact that he never seemed to be able to stay out of trouble, I know very little about this guy. You know, this is a big ship. I have a very large complement. I don't get to know the men as well as I'd like to very often.
Yeah, I understand. But this trouble he was always getting in on board. Well, I mean with a name like Clancy.
No, he's not Irish.
He isn't?
No. Now, he was a kid when his parents came to the States just after the war. They were originally from Lithuania or someplace like that. They were displaced persons.
Mm-hmm.
You know how things were back in the 40s.
Yeah.
Anyway, the original name was something unpronounceable. But the first two syllables sounded vaguely like Clancy. That's how come they decided on the present name.
Clancy tell you this himself?
No. No, one of my officers knew Clancy back in the States. He told me about it.
I see. I think I'd like to have a word with this officer. What's his name?
His name's Williams. And so would I like to have a word with him.
How's that again?
Third Officer Williams has been missing AWOL for the last 3 days. Since the night of the murder, in fact.
Can I help you, gents?
Yeah. Give me an orange juice. What do you want, Johnny?
Hey, give me a beer off the ice, please. You off the American shipping office?
No. I believe you had some trouble in here the other night with one of the guys from the ship.
Ah, yes, we did. This Yankee fella and one of the German chaps who started arguing. Almost ended in a fight, but the American chap left. Then they found Cripps's body down by the seashore, being battered over the head. Funny, I thought the American fella was just joking with him. I didn't think he meant it seriously. Just shows you, doesn't it?
How did the trouble start?
Well, they started arguing about the war. One thing led to another.
Yeah, you must get quite a few arguments starting that way. I mean, you have a German community and an English-speaking community, haven't you?
Yeah, but we don't have many arguments. We learned years ago it's best just to forget the past. Some topics we just don't bring up when the company's mixed. They're like it always is in this bar.
Yeah, I see. So, why did this German guy, Krupps, why did he get involved in an argument with Clancy? Like you say, you guys in this neck of the woods know better.
Beer, please.
Excuse me, please.
Yeah, Harry. One beer.
Come on, Johnny. Let's blow. I want to have a word with Clancy. Now.
Hey, I haven't finished my beer.
Good. Come on, let's get moving.
Who'd you expect? Jay Mansfield?
I'm Masters. This is Johnny Bridges, FBI.
Yeah? Well, how come the federal bulls are interested in this little affair?
Because although you're a no-good Nick from way back, although you've already cost the United States more dough than you'll ever be able to repay in 100 years, although you're a useless, lazy crook, you're still a citizen of the United States. For that reason, Uncle Sam feels that you're entitled to be looked after. For my money, they should drop you in that desert back there and leave you.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You can't talk to me like that. I'm not...
You want to bet? I just did. Now, shut up and answer my questions. What does he look like, Johnny?
5'8", 165, dark hair.
Hey, you're older than that.
Swarthy complexion.
You mean you're blind?
Scar on chin over right eye. Scar tissue on knuckles. Looks like own teeth. I put him at a couple of years over the 24 he's supposed to be.
Yeah, I also got dimples on my belly. Now I've seen everything. A blind dick. How do you like that?
No broken nose.
If it has been broken, it's been well fixed.
How old were you when your parents emigrated to the States?
3, 4. What's that got to do with the price of cheese?
Just answer the questions and save the wisecracks. Look, Clancy, already I don't like you. For my money, you smell. But I've been given a job of finding out what the score is down here. Now, you're going to play ball, or aren't you?
All right, copper, keep your hair on. Look, this is a frame, see?
Why would anybody want to frame you?
Search me, but I didn't knock off the crowd. He started arguing with me in the bar. The captain had warned us about getting into trouble while we were throwing this joint, so I walked out. The next thing I know, they roped me in off the ship. Some of them bashed him over the beam with a rock. They think I did it. I don't even know the guy.
Glad to know you, Inspector. Do you mind telling me just what you've got on this crumb that you're holding?
Clancy? Well, we've got nothing, really. Except the fact that there was an argument in the bar between him and the dead man earlier that evening. A few witnesses heard him threaten to kill Krupps.
No fingerprints on the rock? Footprints near the body? Nothing like that?
I locked him up because I didn't want the ship sailing and taking him outside my jurisdiction before the case was cleared up one way or another.
I take it that this dead guy, Krupps, hadn't been here very long.
How did you know that?
Well, the fact that he allowed himself to get into that kind of argument in the first place. Any relatives of the dead man in town?
Nobody. He lived in Windhoek, apparently.
Johnny, get on to Mr. Schultz and tell him we want to charter his plane again. I'd like to be in Windhoek this evening.
You are listening to Skeleton Coast. Tonight's Sons of Darkness, brought to you by Goodyear, the greatest name in rubber.
So, how did it go in Sacramento? Any luck?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh. How did you know we were in Swakopmund? I don't recollect that we said anything about that. We didn't even know ourselves the last time we saw you.
Didn't you? Hell, strange, isn't it?
Yeah, very. You live in Windhoek?
Yeah, I live there. You don't know the place, do you?
No, we don't.
Well, when we land now... I'm off for a couple of days. If there's anything I can do to help, show you around, anything, just let me know. I'll give you my card.
Yeah, thanks. Make a note that you get that card, Johnny.
Please, this line is terrible.
Okay. I want you to get onto the records department.
Records department. Right, I got that.
Got that? Now, look, this guy Clancy. Clancy, the guy they're holding for this killing. His name was something else. I want you to find out what his real name was.
Uh-huh.
Then check up on that name if he ever got plastic surgery of any kind. You got that?
Got it. Anything else, Lee?
No, nothing specific. Just any little thing you can find out about the guy.
Uh-huh.
Anything at all that doesn't seem to fit in with the picture of a troublemaking Irishman. Okay?
Okay, Lee. When are you getting back?
Well, this shouldn't take long. Maybe you'll see us before you expect. Bye now.
What do you expect her to find out, Lee?
I don't know. This Clancy guy. You see, anybody who's roughed around like he's supposed to have done, anyone who's been in the brawls and roughhouses he has...
No, but you...
Yeah, okay, okay. So he's got scar tissue over and under his eyes. Scar tissue on his knuckles. All this should add up to a real battler. A guy who's had 50 barroom brawls.
So, that's our guy, isn't it?
It should be. Shouldn't it? But I don't think it is.
Huh?
You see, there are two things that don't add up.
What are those, huh?
Well, a guy who has that many fights would be certain to have broken his nose at some time or another. This guy's nose, you say, hasn't been broken.
That's right.
And he's got his own teeth. Teeth get kicked out and bashed out very easy in the type of fight that Clancy's supposed to have gotten into over the years.
Yeah, that's true. Gee, I never figured that.
And that's not all. Clancy has been in trouble ever since he joined the ship he's on right now. And yet he tells us that he didn't want to fight in the bar because the skipper had warned the crew about fighting.
Yeah.
Does that add up to you?
Well, put it that way, it certainly doesn't.
No, Johnny, it does not. And thirdly, you notice how he was so quick to play the tough guy when we went into the cell to see him?
I remember.
Mm-hmm. Right from the start. He starts in with the wisecracks, the tough guy talk. What for? Johnny, I've been knocking around with roughs and no goods for one heck of a time. When the cops are on their side, they don't talk like that.
So what do you think, Lee?
I think that our Mr. Clancy is as phony as a $3 bill. I think he has something to hide. A very big something. And I also think that our friend Mr. Schultz knows more about this whole business than we suspect.
You mean the pilot?
No one else but. His plane was chartered from New York through a travel agent in the normal way.
Yeah.
And that's always done by the FBI. We don't advertise. But Boris Schultz knew. We were just two Americans traveling to Walvis Bay.
That's right.
How could he think we had anything to do with the murder investigation? How would he know what we were going over to Swakopmund for? You see now what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Okay. Now, here's your job. Get on to the local cops.
Uh-huh.
Find out what you can about Schultz. Where he comes from, how long he's been here, if he's got a record, the whole bit.
I'll get on to it right away.
And don't let on who we are or why we're here. Except to the police, of course. And then only to the top brass in charge. Here we are. Now, who is it you think I ought to talk to, Johnny?
One of the waitresses here. I'll try and catch her eye. Here's a chair, Lee.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, here she is. Miss! Miss!
Oh, you are back again. What can I get you?
This is my boss.
Hi there.
Lee, this is,
Katie. I told you you wouldn't remember.
Oh, Katie, it was on the tip of my tongue.
Look, Katie, is it possible for you to sit down and chat here with us for a moment? Or will you get fired?
Oh, for a few minutes only.
Here, sit down.
Thanks.
Now then, tell Lee what you were telling me a little earlier.
About Schulze, you mean?
Oh, that's right.
Well, I know Schulze a little. Not very well. The other night we... Well, Lee, we had a date. It was 8 o'clock. Now, Schulze stood me up. He didn't turn up for the date, you see. Then I sat at a table. He was supposed to meet me here. And since I had nothing else to do, I sat and had a drink and listened to the music.
Yeah.
Since my evening was ruined, I mean, being stood up. Well, I thought I'd enjoy myself on my own.
Mm-hmm. I get the picture. Now, go ahead. Wait a minute. Let me guess.
All right.
First, tell me one thing about this hotel. Has it recently changed hands?
Oh, yes, it does. Mr. Eberhard bought this place only about 2 months ago.
And the atmosphere, obviously, is very German. I bet the food, the decor, everything is pretty German, isn't it?
It certainly is, but
I'll tell you later, Johnny. Now, my guess, Schultz turned up here later that evening. Quite a bit later that evening. Am I right?
Yeah, so far you're right, but you see...
He didn't turn up alone. He had a guy with him, an American.
That's right.
And this American's name, or at least the name he's using at the moment, was Clancy.
Pete's sake, Leona, could you...
Pardon me, the theatricals, Johnny. I get such a kick out of hearing your gasp of surprise that I just can't resist it. Once again, I'll tell you how later.
Excuse me, but is there anything else you wanted? I can see my boss is looking over in this direction.
No, no, there's nothing else, Katie. Although I wouldn't worry too much about your boss. Something tells me that he won't be your boss for very much longer. Sam, I got all that.
And 3 years ago, he had the plastic surgery done under his own name of Clav. Oh, Lee, I still can't pronounce it.
Okay, Sam, yeah. Well done. Well done indeed. That's all I wanted to know.
So?
So we got Clancy to rights.
Did he kill Krups?
Sure he did. But that isn't the important thing. What is important is why he killed him. I knew the motive of the fight in the bar was all wrong. In fact, everything about the fight in the bar was all wrong. In the first place, like I said, Clancy is supposed to be such a toughie. Yet he backs down.
Yeah.
First thing that made me think Clancy wasn't what he was supposed to be. Second,
what's that?
Williams, the guy who knows something about Clancy going missing. And thirdly,
yeah?
Schultz knowing too much about us.
So what do we do?
We wait. The local cops are picking up Schultz. And the owners of that hotel. He's the real big shot.
I don't get it. Not anything do I get.
Stick around, son. They're bringing him here. You'll get the whole story then. Oh, this'll be them. Right on cue. Come in.
Here he is, Mr. Masters.
And the hotel owner?
I'm afraid Eberhardt wanted to put up a fight. Mm-hmm. He's in hospital. And nothing serious, though. He'll stand trial.
Along with Schultz and Clancy.
Will somebody tell me, stand trial for what? Apart from the murderer, is that what you're talking about?
No, that isn't the thing. But probably that's all that will get into the papers. These three guys are saboteurs, Johnny.
What?
Yeah, trained saboteurs. They've been having a lot of trouble in this part of the world with that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
They come from East Germany, all of them.
East Germany?
From behind the Iron Curtain. Yeah. They're spies, saboteurs, and they've done a couple of killings.
A couple?
That's right. I'm very much afraid that we'll find out that Williams, third officer Williams, was killed, and the body dumped out of Schultz's plane in that desert somewhere. All right, Johnny, I'll tell you the whole story.
I wish you would.
Clancy is a trained saboteur. The idea was that he would jump ship here.
Yeah?
That's why he put up the front of a no good, so the jumping ship would fit in.
I get it.
Then join up with Schultz and Eberhardt. That's the boss of the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Eberhardt and Schultz were the first to come to Southwest Africa. The hotel was a perfect cover for the work they had to do over here.
But it's so German, that hotel.
That's right. So obvious that no one would ever look there for East German spies.
Of course.
Right, now, where was I? In the bar that night. Now, that's when Clancy and Schultz were supposed to meet up.
Uh-huh.
They did meet up, and they also met up with Krups. Krups, the guy who was murdered.
Yeah.
He was an Interpol agent. The inspector found that out for me. Krups recognized Clancy in spite of his plastic surgery. And so, of course, Clancy and Schultz killed him.
I get it.
Unfortunately, Williams was also in the bar that night. He overheard enough to get suspicious. He followed Schultz and Clancy, probably witnessed the killing. Anyway, they knocked him off, too. They put Williams' body in Schultz's plane and dumped it in the desert. Then Clancy, he was also in the plane, came here to the hotel to meet Eberhardt, who told Clancy he would have to go back. The police would be bound to pick him up for the killing. So he did go back, and he was picked up.
And he would probably have got off. They had no real evidence against him.
That's right. But we came on the scene, and that's where things started to go wrong for the boys. Any questions?
Yeah. How did you know what Katie, that waitress, is going to tell you?
Well, I suspected espionage as soon as I realized that Clancy wasn't what he seemed to be. Williams disappearing, that was the piece of the jigsaw that caused all the others to fall in place. I started thinking about that. I found out that he'd been in that bar the night of the killing. When you took me to that hotel, Well, by that time, I'd already got a pretty good idea of what was going on. I played a couple of pretty obvious hunches, really.
But they weren't obvious at the time, were they?
No, Johnny, they weren't. But that's a very important part of this business. Timing. Don't forget that.
So ends tonight's Sounds of Darkness, presented for your entertainment by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of world-famous passenger tires, truck and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce and industry. Join us next Friday and every Friday night at 9:30 when Goodyear will again present the blind detective Lee Masters in The Sounds of Darkness.